You know, Mike, one of the benefits of EA Radio is that we have the opportunity to engage in conversations with leaders from government and from industry and from academia. So it's really a good chance for us to get a pulse on what's going on in the industry. Earlier today, we had a chance to visit with NTSB Chairman Chris Hart.
He was by a few hours ago because his schedule did not allow him to join us during the 12 to 1 hour. So we had a conversation with him, starting with a question about what are the programs that the agency has been investing its resources in the past year, since you spoke with him about a year ago, that provide benefit and insight to general aviation.
Sure. Thank you for the question, and thanks again for inviting me to do this, because I'm a general aviation pilot myself, as you know. And
yeah, I know that.
An excuse to see all this energy and excitement and just the inventiveness is fascinating, so I'm enjoying it thoroughly.
So thank you so much for your time here.
So the NTSB is heavily engaged in general aviation, and we've been studying the big pole in the tent. How do we deal with the big pole in the tent, which is loss of control? And that's one of the ones that we've been paying a lot of attention to and trying to figure out how to address that, because the numbers aren't going the right way and haven't been for some time. So we have lots of activities here on the field. In addition to our accident investigators, in case something goes wrong, we've got we're holding plenty of forums. We have our booth in the Federal Pavilion so that people can see what we do and pick up materials from us and learn about the numerous activities that we're engaged in. We got safety alerts because we're looking at lots of things that are creating accident issues, and we're trying to address those. And so that ranges from fueling mistakes. So we got fueling mistakes advisory for the pilots. We got fueling mistake advisory for the linemen. We got visual illusions. We've got how do you arrive at a major fly-in like this. So there are lots of things, flight control locks. We had that tragic accident in Bedford. So lots of things that we're looking at that are driven by the accident experience that we have. And how can we learn from that to bring those numbers down? Because unfortunately, as you know, the numbers overall aren't getting much better. And when we parse that into business versus personal, the business numbers are getting better, which means the personal numbers are getting worse.
So, Chairman Hart, when we talk about loss of control in the general aviation environment, are we talking about VMC into IMC? Or are we talking about, you know, slow-speed stall-spin accidents, base to final, or is it a little bit of everything? Can you comment on it, please?
It's a little bit of everything, but the big piece of that is the in the pattern turns, and that's where we're seeing a huge area of problem. But some of it is certainly, you know, entrance into weather that you're not capable to handle, and we know that has both types have a very high fatality rate rather relative to other general aviation accidents. So,
sure.
But we are looking at both.
I know your primary mission is determining probable cause and then issuing recommendations. How can the pilot population learn about your recommendations, you know, to mitigate some of this?
We're looking for better ways to get the information out, because we're only as good as our ability to get out the information to everybody who needs to learn from this accident so they don't make the same mistake themselves. So we're exploring, you know, the traditional ways, hard copy, but we're exploring all the new media ways to get the word out better to the pilot community, most of whom have computers, so they can reach us that way. They don't have to get the piece of paper. And we're looking at what's the best way, the most effective way for us to get the word out to the people that need it. The usual scenario is like here at a fly-in like this, we're preaching to the choir because the people are here because they are so interested in safety, among other things. It's it's reaching the rest of the population that is our big challenge.
So you're talking about things that really are kind of non-regulatory, that are not necessarily aimed at becoming a reg, right?
That's correct. This is just how to operate better within the existing regulatory framework. Because the problem that we're seeing is not that we need more regulations. The problem is that people aren't operating well enough within the existing regulatory framework.
Would it be correct to say that Congress, in a sense, is one of your primary customers?
Well, in a sense they are, but our primary customer is the guy who's out there flying and going to buy the $100 hamburger, which I love to do myself. And how do we do that and do it safely? How do we do it more safely? Because it's, you know, this has just been a struggle for us for a long time trying to bring that number down. And it's just not, lots of people have tried lots of things and it's just not working. And we've got to figure out, you know, keep doing what you've been doing, you'll keep getting what you've been getting. We're trying to figure out better ways to move that needle.
And certainly from I'm a general aviation flight instructor as well. The one thing that, you know, is in the back of my mind is, you know, how we teach stalls to general aviation pilots. We can't do realistic scenarios because we go up to 5,000 or 6,000 feet and we, you know, we announce, okay, well, let's work on stalls. And that's not actually how they occur. Of course, they happen much lower to the ground, and we don't have an ability to, you know, to teach that way. So I think so much of the focus really needs to be on prevention and, you know, what are the circumstances that could lead up to a loss of control event. And I think that's the challenge for the instructor group.
And that's a very good point, and that's why one of the things we've been pushing is now we're trying to get behavioral changes, but we're also looking at new technology. So angle of attack indicator is a great example, and that's why we're so much in favor of the whole Part 23 move to bring new technologies into general aviation airplanes without having to go through so many hoops and hurdles, because that we see huge opportunity for improvement with the situational awareness of knowing what your angle of attack is and knowing, sure, that you're, you know, perilously close, that you're in the yellow range, you're perilously close to losing it. We need to figure out how can we get that into new airplanes, old airplanes, and middle age airplanes alike more easily. So that's why we're hugely in favor of the Part 23 revisions to make that easier.
So we're talking with Chairman Chris Hart of the National Transportation Safety Board. What's your take on the Part 23 rewrite?
We're very excited to see the move generally to performance-based instead of prescriptive, because the more you go performance-based, as new technologies are coming and advancing more rapidly, prescriptive is going to get way behind. And what it actually does, not only does it take longer to implement it in the first place, but then it gets behind, because then you get stuck on the technology that's prescribed versus the performance standard, which enables you to take advantage of new developments as they come and incorporate them more quickly so that the fleet can benefit from those new developments.
It sounds like things are moving in the right direction then.
Most definitely.
Yeah. I had an opportunity to visit with member Wehner a few months ago, and we had some time to chat, and I know he has a big interest on trying to mitigate distractions in the cockpit.
Correct.
To me, distractions and loss of control go hand in hand. You know, I think that message needs to be reinforced to the pilot group as well, about how we just can so easily get distracted and just kind of lose sight of our situational awareness.
And distraction, unfortunately, is an area that in every mode of transportation, not just flying, but we now have fatal accidents in every mode of transportation due to distraction, and a lot of that is people using their cell phones when they shouldn't be, texting,
of course,
things like that.
Do you find yourself looking at exhibits here going, that might not be the best idea?
Well, no, actually, quite the contrary. I'm so excited to see all this. Wow, why didn't I think of that? You know, all these new ideas that people are coming up with that are fascinating. And, you know, we're going to do the awards dinner tonight on the loss of control innovation. And I'll be interested to see what kinds of new ways are people coming up with,
sure,
to address the tall pole in the tent.
Yeah, we were speaking yesterday on an earlier segment about how EAA really represents an amazing spirit of aviation. I mean, you can see every aspect of aviation here, and you know, the passion that people bring to it is really outstanding.
Right.
I'm sure you agree.
That's why I love being here, because just being amidst all that passion is a marvelous experience, and it helps us do our job better, because the more we understand the way the world is really working, the better we are positioned to try to make improvements to the way it's working.
Do you have the opportunity to fly for fun much?
Well, you know, they say if you don't fly a lot, you shouldn't fly at all, and my guys are keeping me too busy to fly very much. So, yeah, unfortunately, no. I have the sweaty palms and the stomach cramps and the usual withdrawal symptoms from not flying, so I don't get to fly as much as I would like to.
Well, and you live close to Washington, right? So that's another level of challenge as a GA pilot.
Well, that's true, and after 9/11, I never went anywhere anymore without an instrument flight plan, because I didn't want to be,
sure,
flying into some TFR that's moving across the state of Pennsylvania with, you know, the president's bus or whatever, and then next thing I'm getting a letter, and so that just caused me automatically to go to file instruments anywhere I went.
Sure.
Can you just comment and provide a bit of an overview about the level of cooperation you have with the administrator for the FAA in terms of adopting regulations, adopting your recommendations?
We work very well together, and that for a very simple reason, because we have our eyes on the same prize, which is improving safety for everyone. And so in that sense, it works well. Having said that, Congress set us up to be a safety-only agency, so we don't do cost-benefit studies. We have to have our finger on the pulse of economic reality, but we don't do cost-benefit studies, and that's intentional. So Congress wanted us to provide the input that you would get if safety were your only consideration, which, of course, it never is. But so that means right there we have a different perspective from the FAA, because the FAA has to look at the total picture. So So if they were doing 100% of what we asked, we'd be concerned that somebody's not doing their job. Either we're not being safety only enough, or they're not looking at the big picture enough.
So it's a relationship that seems to be working
right.
reasonably well for you.
Congress created that tension between us, and I think it's worked well, and that's why it's a process that's being emulated in many other places.
Mm-hmm. We know you have a busy day while you're here. What are some of the things you're going to be involved in, you know, throughout the day?
Well, I have a Part 23 meeting set up with the industry because I want to have that conversation so we can understand where each other is coming from. I have the Meet the Chairman session, which is coming up, which will be later in late morning, and that's just an opportunity for me to talk to the general public about what we're doing and for them to ask questions about what we're doing so we can understand each other better. It's all about learning how each other operates so that we can work together better.
Chairman Hart, it's a pleasure to visit with you again. And on behalf of all the pilots, we so much appreciate what the NTSB does in support of safety and the aviation community.
Well, thank you. And the pleasure is mine. It's up close and personal because I travel in all these modes myself. So it's not just altruism. It's because I'm a traveler myself, and I want it as safe as possible for everyone. Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
You know, Mike, I think Chairman Hart really summed it up by, you know, just making this reference to, you know, all of our efforts really need to be geared towards, you know, safety in all aspects of transportation. And it's always a pleasure to have him here because he represents his organization so well. It's Squawk 1200 with Paul and Mike.